a bunch of juvenile lunatics have taken over the asylum.
As revelations, claims and counterclaims about US spying activities swirl around Europe, Geneva has come into the spotlight. The latest edition of the German magazine Der Spiegel claims that the US consulate there houses a powerful NSA-CIA electronic monitoring system. British investigative journalist Duncan Campbell has acted as a consultant to Der Spiegel, and he told SwissInfo.ch that he'd first noticed the installation in 2002, and that it's obvious to anyone who knows how to recognise such things. It's very well placed for what it sets out to do.
It's in the centre of the United Nations and diplomatic district in the east of the city, where any kind of electronic signal, if it's in the UN or an international organisation or an embassy or a business or a consultancy, if that signal leaks out at all, they will get it. What it sees in radio terms is roughly what you see in visual terms. The typical range can be from less than a kilometre up to 30 or 40 kilometres, depending on how powerful the signals being listened to are.
Swiss Defence Minister Uli Maurer, who's also this year's Swiss President, played down the importance of the spying allegations when he spoke to journalists on October the 30th.
Spying has doubtless always gone on in Switzerland and will go on in the future too. Obviously, we're taking note of all these revelations, in inverted commas, that are being made every week or every few hours. We're comparing them with what we know already to see if they agree. But there's no need to react today or tomorrow as hysterically as others have. What's important is that we have no contacts with the NSA. No data has or will be exchanged with the NSA.
But he has made it clear that Switzerland cooperates with the US over fighting terrorism. In an interview on public television SRF, the federal prosecutor, Michael Lauber, was asked whether he would be taking measures against illegal surveillance activities.
We know there is a lot of activity being carried out by foreign states in this area. We are looking into this. But if we are to open formal investigations, we have to have a well-founded suspicion that a crime has been committed. And for a political crime, we need to be empowered by the government before we can open a case.
The revelations coincided with a report in the Spanish newspaper El Mundo, which included the assertion that Switzerland is one of 19 countries engaged in focused cooperation with the NSA. Duncan Campbell thinks the Swiss should be worried about this.
There's no Cold War, there's no massive terrorist threat. Any country that's playing ball with NSA, people should be asking what they're doing, getting numbers, getting figures, discovering whether any protection is in place for the citizens of Switzerland or Europe as a consequence of Swiss participation or foreknowledge of these activities. These are important questions.
Indeed, some members of Parliament have called on the government to shed more light on the affair. But as Senate member Claude Yaniak said back in September,
experience shows, and it is quite understandable, that the government doesn't want to know too much, so that it cannot later be held responsible.
For Duncan Campbell, the implications of the latest scandal are very serious indeed.
A bunch of juvenile lunatics have taken over the asylum and they are drunk and exuberant on their capabilities to spy on everything all the time, and that is what they want to do. They have lost every sort of moral compass and respect for civic values in what they do. And that is a shock. And the effect of that shock is that the security of the internet and the safety of many of its component systems, physical and electronic, are now in question. They've destroyed the system.
That was British investigative journalist Duncan Campbell speaking to SwissInfo.ch.